everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing my most requested recipe and my most popular recipe, which is Oriental salad. It's a two-step method where we'll be making a dressing, homemade dressing, and then we'll also be making a mixture that contains sunflower seeds and nuts. So let's go ahead and review the ingredients. For the salad itself, what you want to do is you just want to get like one head of lettuce, and you want to just slice it up thinly, just like so. And then you just want to get some red cabbage and thinly slice that too. And you can get the ready-made shredded lettuce and shredded red cabbage in the grocery store, and that's what I'm using. So you probably want to use like a 2 packet of lettuce ratio to 1 package of the red cabbage, and you just want to keep this ready and keep it aside. For the nut mixture here, I already have 2 tablespoons of butter melting here in my pot. I'm going to slow that down. And for the nut mixture, we're going to do 3 ounces of almonds, 1/2 cup of sunflower seeds, and I also got some of the pumpkin seeds. If you can see here, I've got some pumpkin seeds in there and some, and I just got it for texture. If you don't want to add sunflower or the pecan, pumpkin seeds in there, that's perfectly fine. You can just do the sunflower seeds. And the other advice I would give you for sunflower seeds is get the roasted and salted sunflower seeds. That little bit of salt adds a really good taste to the mixture. We're gonna do 1 package of ramen noodles, and we're gonna do 2 tablespoons of sugar. So let's come here, and I'm just gonna add this into our, and you just wanna discard the, or just keep it if you wanna use it for later. So you just wanna add the ramen noodles in there, and I'm gonna increase the heat. And then I'm also gonna go ahead and add the 1/2 cup of sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. And then we're also gonna go ahead and add our almonds in there. Now, the nice thing about this recipe is you can actually add or subtract whatever you like. So if you like lots of almonds in there, go ahead and put lots of almonds in there. And if you like more sunflower seeds in there, go ahead and add more sunflower seeds in there. That's perfectly fine. It just adds a really, really good crunch. Then to this, we're gonna go ahead and add our 2 tablespoons of white sugar. And we're gonna let this cook. In the meantime, we're gonna go ahead and make our dressing for the salad. So you just wanna keep a very close eye, because this burns very, very easily, and I've done it so many times where I think I'm gonna keep an eye on it and I go ahead and do something else and I end up burning the almonds. So we're just gonna keep a very close eye on it. You just kinda wanna keep on stirring this. And the time when you'll be able to know that this is all done is it's gonna be crispy and it's gonna be very much golden brown. So let's go ahead and leave this to cook, and then we're gonna go ahead and do our dressing. Now, for our dressing, for the whole recipe, if you look under the description box, right under here, under the description box, you will see the whole recipe. So if you guys have any questions, just comment, and I will return the messages as soon as I can. So I've got my salad here. Now to this, what we're gonna do is we're gonna add 3/4 cup of vegetable oil or canola oil in here. And then to that, we're gonna add 1/2 cup of sugar. And then we're gonna do 2 teaspoons of soy sauce. And we're gonna do 1/4 cup of vinegar. Okay. What you wanna do is you just wanna mix this really, really well. I would keep this for like 5-10 minutes, just keep on mixing it. And again, let's walk over here. We just don't wanna burn. And if you can see that it's already getting really nice and golden brown. See those almonds right there? See how they're getting really nice and golden brown? That means that our salad is almost done, or our nut mixture is almost done, so we'll have to be very careful that this doesn't burn. Okay. And the reason we want to make it golden brown is you want to make it really nice and crunchy. Okay. I'm going to decrease my heat just a little bit here because it's almost done. I just want to wait till we get most of the other almonds a little bit good color in it. And then when we come back here, you know, the one thing that you really want to do is you really want to make sure that you give this a taste test. And the reason is you should have a really, really tasty dressing. It should be a little sweet, a little tart. And you'll just know that, you know, the sugar should be just fine. So anytime you do any kind of cooking using anybody's recipe, you still want it, you want to fix it according to your palate. So I'm going to do a taste test here. And it tastes awesome, so I'm not gonna add anything in there. There's just enough sugar. Everything is just enough. And now look at the color of this. See how you know that this is really, really done. This is cooked. So I'm gonna take that off the heat. And I have here one that I had done earlier. And the reason is because when you mix the salad, you don't wanna have mix the hot stuff in there, otherwise your salad is going to get really, really icky, soggy. So this is just some I had done this afternoon, so I have that ready here. So I'm just going to show you how we're going to put this salad together. Now, the other one really important thing about this salad is because you're dealing with lettuce, which has so much content of water in it, it's going to get soggy very, very quickly. So my word of advice is this is a great, great picnic or a potluck dish, but I would put this in a plastic bag. I would put the dressing either in a bottle or a plastic bag, and I would, you know, take it separately and just mix everything together just before you serve it. Because it tastes really icky if you're going to mix it up and then serve it like even 15, 20 minutes after. So you want to make sure that you serve it right away. So we're not gonna mix the whole thing together. I'm just gonna go ahead and mix some in the bowl here so I can show you how it's gonna be. So basically, you know, you would basically mix all this together and put some of the dressing in there if you were to mix the whole thing. But because we're not gonna be eating right now, I didn't want to mix the whole salad together. And then you would just take some of the nut mixture just like so. And then make sure when you're mixing it that you have really, really mixed the dressing really well. Then you just wanna pour a little bit of the dressing in there. And a little goes a long way. And you're just gonna mix this all together. And it's such a fantastic salad because it's got so many different crunches in there. It's got the almonds and, you know, different textures and different crispiness in there. Just a really refreshing, refreshing salad. It goes really, really well with the Chinese rice that I have up. It goes really well with the any type of the noodles, Chinese noodles that I have up. So this would be a great accompaniment to you know, either stir fries or Chinese rice. So let's give this a try. I want you guys to give this a try, and I want you to let me know how you found this because it is absolutely divine. So this concludes our recipe of making oriental salad today. I hope you guys had a great time watching this recipe. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope to see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.